Quick Take Northwest, regional news for the terminally switched on, from Oregon Public Broadcasting. This is OPB Radio's Quick Take Northwest for Tuesday, the 14th of November, 2006. I'm April Baer. Good morning. You've probably been getting a lot of emails from friends lately. Gee, they're asking, we heard it's raining a lot in Oregon. Everything okay? So you write them back, yep. Nothing we Oregonians can't handle. Of course you want to show them how tough you are and that no little rain shower is going to make your lip quiver. But you know, if you really want to impress the heck out of them, send them a link to the video that I've got on today's Quick Take page. Someone was splashing around in Sandy over the weekend and noticed a salmon swimming upstream in the bike lane. I am not making this up. The video is real. As much as it makes a point about how much rain there's been lately, the video also raises some disturbing questions about transportation. How the heck are you going to license one of those things? Can a fish signal? And why, oh why, do they insist on cruising through four-way stops without so much as a how do you do? Go see the tape. The Quick Take page is online at opb.org in the radio area. Yesterday, crews were doing a lot of hard work helping residents recover from the weekend's wind and rainstorms. The wind uprooted hundreds of trees and left thousands of people without electricity. As of this morning, though, just about everyone in the PGE service area is back online. There were about 750 households this morning scattered around Salem and areas near Gresham and Mount Hood still without electricity. Christian Fodenvenzel reports.
At the height of the storm, about 65,000 people had no electricity. Fallen trees are responsible for most of the damage. Indeed, ODOT closed Highway 18 between US 101 and Grand Ron after more than 100 trees blew down across the road. Kristen Willman of the National Weather Service says the storm hit harder because of last week's flooding.
Sometimes the extra water will soften up the ground and make it a little bit easier for trees to go over, especially if you've got trees that are still have foliage on them. The wind can kind of pull at them and uproot them.
Another storm front is expected Wednesday, but forecasters don't think it will carry as much rain or the high winds the area has seen over the last week. Christian Fodenvenzel, OPB News.
Unemployment dropped in October to 5.1%. That's the lowest rate the state has seen since the year 2000. David Cook is an economist with the Oregon Employment Department, and he says it's good news for the holiday season. These numbers also mark a cap for a sustained period of healthy economic figures.
Over the longer-term trend, we've seen payroll employment growing by about 3% per year, which is rapid growth in Oregon, and the unemployment rate has been dropping, partially as a consequence of this strong employment growth over the longer term.
The state also did release some negative indicators for Oregon. The seasonally adjusted non-farm payroll rate dropped by 2,700 jobs. That's the first decline that's been registered in 5 months. Economists say that it balances a sizable jump that happened back in September. The national unemployment rate also dropped during October to 4.4%, just 7/10 lower than Oregon. The Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development says it's going to try to do something about rising home prices in Oregon. The agency has just agreed to back loans on higher-priced houses. Rob Manning explains.
HUD's FHA program is intended to make buying a starter home easier. The maximum price that the program will assist is pegged close to an area's median home price. In Deschutes County, a homebuyer can now get an FHA loan for a house priced over $300,000. It's the first time FHA has crossed that threshold in Oregon. Spokeswoman Pam Negri says HUD is making adjustments in 6 counties, including a 13% jump in Tillamook County.
Mortgage limits have been increased to better meet the needs of the market in several Oregon counties. We know that in many areas, home prices have continued to escalate.
HUD officials say that recent cooling in Oregon housing markets would have to last months for the FHA threshold to come down again. Some housing advocates have been critical of HUD for assigning limited federal funds to home ownership programs instead of rental assistance for lower-income people. Rob Manning, OPB News.
Oregon is a bit of an oddity, politically speaking, in the Northwest, since the legislature here meets only once every 2 years. A citizens panel now says that should change. Our Salem correspondent Chris Lehman has the story.
The Public Commission on the Oregon Legislature has suggested changes to everything from campaign financing to the ballot initiative process. One of the recommendations is that the legislature should meet every year instead of every other year. The commission's co-chair, Gary Wilhelms, says annual sessions would be more efficient. but he says it would take a major shift in thinking on the part of lawmakers.
The biggest part of it is going to be agreeing to an end of June adjournment of the assembly, and that's a tough call, but it can be done.
The change would end a tradition of not knowing when the legislature will wrap up its business. The last two sessions have gone into August. Critics say annual sessions are costly and unnecessary. They say biannual sessions give legislators more time to reconnect with their constituents. I'm Chris Lehman reporting.
Portland Mayor Tom Potter has just announced that over $11 million is going to be devoted to a downtown marketing initiative. The city itself is kicking in $1.3 million of that. The new slogan is, "We're live downtown. Why aren't you?" Lisa Schroeder is the owner of Mother's Bistro and Bar, located downtown, and she also chairs the Downtown Retail Council.
We surely hope it'll be a boost for businesses and activities downtown, and the holiday season always seems to bring people down to see the amazing windows and do some of the shows, but I think it's a place to visit year-round, not just holiday time.
Starting on the 24th of this month, TriMet buses will carry billboards for the campaign. TV and radio ads are also starting this week. And part of the campaign is a new website, downtownportland.org. I've got a link up on today's Quick Take page if you'd like to go look. The state police have made an arrest in Central Oregon. He's a contractor who allegedly tried to hire someone to kill a customer who didn't pay for a concrete job. Jonathan Fred Andrews of Bend claims that the customer owed him $60,000. The customer says that Andrews never completed the work they agreed on. No one else has been charged in the case. Police say they were contacted by one of two people Andrews solicited to make the hit. He's scheduled to be arraigned today. State highway officials say that they're still not exactly sure when Oregon 35 is going to be reopened after the damage from the storms on Sunday night. That could mean bad things for Mount Hood Meadows, with ski season getting ready to open. Hard to believe, but it is that time again. Timberline has announced it's kicking off winter ski season this Wednesday. Timberline's reporting a current base of 29 inches, and the snow is still falling today. But it could be weeks before Oregon 35 is open. Meadows General Manager says that the slopes would be ready to open this weekend if it were not for the transportation issue. But he adds that he's pretty pleased with the quick response the state had for the storm damage and that he's remaining optimistic. In other news from the sporting life, the University of Portland has letters from intent for two basketball prospects, Jared Stoll of Marysville, Washington, and Luke Simka from Bellevue. They'll both be playing for the Pilots next season. Stoll is one of the most prolific scorers in Washington, averaging 23 points per game. Simka is the son of former NBA star Jack Simka. Oregon State University's wrestling team is opening its first season with coach Jim Zaleski at the helm. The Beavers will go up against Portland State for a Pac-10 dual meet tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Gill Coliseum. Forecast today shows some fog clinging to the coast and the valley. Once that burns off, we'll have partly sunny conditions for the first part of the day and overcast skies later on. Highs in the 50s. Like I said earlier, it's snowing in the Cascades. The snow line on Mount Hood starts at 4,500 feet this morning, rising to 6,000 feet later this afternoon. On Mount St. Helens, it's much lower. We've got snow at 3,000 feet and above. In central and eastern Oregon, some of us are getting a break from the precipitation. However, we are still seeing some snowfall in Baker County, in the John Day Valley above 4,000 feet, in the Wallawas above 3,500, and in the Blue Mountains closer to 3,000. Partly cloudy conditions outside of that today, with a few isolated spots of rain and snow, mostly to the east. Temperatures in the mountains and high plateaus today are running about 38 to 45, and at lower elevations, it's going to be somewhere in the lower 40s to lower 50s. Today's featured music is another track from Dave Frischberg, a Portland treasure, and one of the featured performers at the Livewire radio show on Thursday night.
Well, I don't need no vitamins or tonics, or hormones off some monkey in the trees. I don't need no high or low colonics, jelly from royal honeybees. I got to get me some Z's.
Yeah, I'm hearing you, Dave. This track is off of a release that came out this year, Live at the Jazz Bakery. Frischberg, as you can tell, has been part of a very witty side of the jazz scene. I've got a few links posted with more information if you're unfamiliar with his work. Also on the jazzy side, the Rob Shep's Big Band is playing a gig tonight at Disjecta with the great Oregon vocalist Nancy King. Her sound is really unique. I was reading in the New York Times yesterday that Prince has picked up some of his tent poles in Minneapolis and just established a new club in Vegas where he's playing in residence all this winter. Story's up on the Quick Take page. Turns out his Purple Badness is one of a growing number of established musicians who are betting on Vegas as a long-term venue. I am relieved to report that Frank Black has not deserted these smaller clubs. He's going to play a show at the Wonder Ballroom in Portland tonight, and links are up for that, too. One last thing. Tomorrow is the registration deadline for a very timely workshop that's going on out in the Gorge this weekend. It's Surviving the Holidays: Grief Management Strategies. Let's face it, as much fun as the whirl of holiday parties can be really tough if you've lost someone lately. Information for that and all the other events I mentioned can be found on today's Quick Take page. It's online at opb.org, right there in the radio area. Thanks for listening to the podcast. I'll see you tomorrow. Signing off from cyberspace, I'm April Baer.
Almost closing, I'm beginning to look Japanese.